You're listening to the Major Pod Network, the only place where your favorite toy store, card shop, arcade, theme park, and arena are all on the same block. Scratch that major itch.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Major World Order.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Major World Order podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Billy Peck, and with me is...
Postfar!
And with us is...
The Big Jake Postke, the Sean Kemp of sneaker collecting, the Major Mad Hatter, Jake, don't call me collect. Welcome to the latest episode of the Major World Order podcast.
What are these things called that we do?
Yeah, these daggum things that we do every week. The latest episode of the Major World Order podcast, where it's just too sweet.
That's right. Welcome to the show. 165 episodes at this point, maybe.
Having
fun. You know, look, we've got Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, all at Major World Order. YouTube.com/Major World Order. By the time you hear this, you should be able to watch our behind-the-scenes vlog of what our trip was like at Live 18 in Florida. Mm-hmm. The guys have had theirs released for a couple days now, so now it's a good time for us to put ours up, so that's you can kind of have a companion piece.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
And then patreon.com/majorworldorder, where you get some extra content from us. $5 a month will get you pop culture episodes, and for February, by the time some of you hear this, it won't be up, but by the time the rest of you hear this, I will have discussed autograph collecting. A lot of us in this group get autographs to some degree, and you know, whether it's wrestling or movies or TV or comic books or sports or whatever, I go over a very specific part of my autograph collection. Okay, so if you would like to watch the video of that, and go ahead and sign up.
I'm definitely excited for that one, because I never personally thought I would ever start an autograph collection by any means, and I think, you know, Billy, you were a very intricate part in me starting that collection, but it's so much fun and I love it. It's so unique, so I can't wait to hear, you know, your thoughts and what you're going to be talking about on that pop culture episode for sure. Definitely going to be a must watch for me.
Yeah.
Being someone who collects autographs as well, I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Here's the thing, you know, full disclosure, as they say in the Major Pod biz, February, short month, we've all got stuff going on, and you start to realize, oh shit, the month's almost over.
Right.
We got to fast track something. So I was thinking of something.
February is definitely the swaggle of the year for me.
So I was thinking of today. I'm like, well, I could do autographs or something, but like I have a lot of autographs, but I'll narrow it down again to a very specific portion of the collecting. And you know, and then hey, you know, this episode we had someone in line ready to go, but they are very busy working on their new toy store, so that's a little hint for you. Now if you are part of our Patreon, you know who we had lined up. And so very, very last minute, you know, we started talking to a few people and just wasn't able to work out. It's like, you know, we could spend a long time trying to get this to happen. Mm-hmm. We did just have an us episode.
Right.
So we were trying not to do that, but you know, we came up with an idea that would be a little different. Yeah. Monday nights are typically when we record, as is the same time that the guys record their episodes. And for Ultimate members, you get to watch and sit in with their episode live. So that's what we're going to do. We're not going to do full on commentary over this whole entire thing, but we'll chime, you know, we'll put it on the screen, see what they have to talk about for a little bit, and then we will discuss. You know, it's almost, just now thinking about it, it's almost like when we first started, our kind of original plan was like, we'll talk about what happened on the podcast, you know, the whole podcast about a podcast thing.
Yeah.
Which never really actually ended up being what we do.
Right.
We're going to today. So let's.
The let's original what, script, as they say.
Let's see what they're talking about right now.
Well, first of all, that I took this booking. Insane. I've worked for Atomic before. I love working for Atomic because they're based in the Orlando area.
It's your home fed. It's your home fed.
I'm thinking, whatever, quick half hour drive. I'll, even if I'm main event, I'll be home early. Boy, was I wrong. Okay. Wrestled Shannon Moore in the main event.
Oh, Shannon Moore.
Bro, yeah, the bell rang after midnight.
No.
Oh, boom. So there's a little something we can talk about.
Yeah.
I'm assuming no, but hey, maybe you'll surprise me. Jake, are you aware of Atomic Wrestling?
I am not. The name sounds familiar, but I definitely don't know anything about it. I may have just heard it in passing, possibly.
I think he might have said it was in Orlando. So, you're not exactly Orlando.
No,
You know, you're a couple hours away. But, yeah, so he wrestled Shannon Moore. Mm-hmm. It's funny. I don't know the exact date. We'll just say February 24th or 20. It was 23rd. Okay. I do know the date. He was booked to wrestle Shannon Moore on February 23rd. He did not end up wrestling him until February 24th. Because the show went on past midnight.
Nice.
But Jake, we're talking about autographs and stuff. Sure. You actually have some autographs from Shannon Moore.
I do. That's kind of a crazy thing. So that was another thing. Like when I first got into the pod very early, I remember obviously they were doing the giveaways, the 8x10s, you know, and things like that. So I had a couple of those. And it was really cool. Got a binder and started. I was like, I wanted to start like a 8x10 collection. I thought it'd be cool. I didn't get very far in it, but one of my all time favorites was Shannon Moore. I love when he was with Matt Hardy, just kind of the sidekick and doing that whole thing. It was, I saw some talent in him, and he never got to that upper echelon like I thought he would, you know what I mean? But he was still always a great talent. And, I don't remember exactly how it went down, but I think I like accidentally found him on Facebook one time and just reached out to him like, hey, man, you know, big fan. Sorry for bothering you like this, but, you know, do you have any 8x10s? Oh, yeah. And he was like instantly like, yeah, man, no worries. I'll take care of you. And sent him the money. He was like working for NXT in the background or doing something like that. So he was kind of like really busy at that time. So he wasn't able to send them out to me like until like two or three weeks later. So I was kind of harping on him like towards the end, like, hey dude, like, you know, I paid you this money. So he sent me an extra one for free, which I didn't need to the same 8x10s autograph. So I ended up, I gave one away in the group. I actually somebody, I can't remember. This is years ago, but yeah, it was kind of cool. And, I know Shannon has since, I know he had a little bit of a drug issue and all that. And I know he cleaned up and all that. So good for him. And, definitely, still kicking it, man. So that's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was fun. Let's see what they talk about now.
I like it.
Hey, okay, dude. It was awesome. So don't be worrying about TNA. Just watch it.
I think the system is one of my favorite stables going in wrestling today.
Little wink and a nod to one of my favorite of all time, the Triple Threat. You know, we got our three guys, then we got the chick. And it's just getting started. It's been freaking awesome, man.
Okay. So new stable in TNA. You know, first off, I'm assuming, what Brian's talking about is, Yeah, it's been big, you know, in the wrestling world right yeah. now of Scott D'Amore not being part of TNA anymore.
Right.
I actually saw a video, you know, they just did their No Surrender pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I just saw a video of like the roster coming out on stage and Eric Young mm-hmm. kind of leading the charge and talking about, it was kind of interesting the way that it sounded was almost like someone died.
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about Scott D'Amore without actually saying him and basically mm-hmm. just saying like, you know, bad things happen, sad things happen,
sure.
but unfortunately things happen and you yeah. have to move on. And yeah. TNA has, you know, it was, you know, the little indie company that could, it became very strong.
Yeah.
It just kept growing and then it started to really decline and then it worked its way back up to being a really yeah. strong product yeah. right now. And
right.
And great roster. So yeah. Brian, basically what he said was, don't worry, TNA's fine. Just right. watch it.
Yeah. yeah.
And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, yeah, the biggest thing, like, yeah, Scott D'Amore was such a pivotal, huge part with getting yeah. them, you know, the way that it yeah. is today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, yeah. you know, I always loved going to the Impact shows while he was running it and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really, like, you know, compared to like a WWE or an AEW show, it's like a lot very special. And, you know, just what they do to try and make it special for everyone. It's awesome. Yeah. But like Brian said, like, you know, and like Eric Young said, you know, things happen, you know, we have to move on. And the best thing that we could do right now is to keep supporting TNA wrestling, keep okay. watching, you know, your characters are still there. You know, most of your favorite characters are still there. Most, you know, your favorite yeah. wrestlers, whatever. Sorry, not let me say characters. Yeah, but I mean, you know what? I mean,
yeah.
but, you know, you just keep supporting them because, like, I still need to get my system shirts. I still need, sure. you know, when I get a couple of things from them. So,
no, yeah. I kind of want to touch on this too, really quick. I'm glad this actually came up because, perfect example. All right. So, full disclosure, I'm extremely busy with work. I'm never home. And obviously, got the new house. So, still trying to put everything together. And yesterday, my wife had mentioned to me, she's like, hey, you know, because I have all my guitars sitting out and she's like, what are you going to do with these? And like, I don't know. I got to put them somewhere. So she said, like, why don't you hang them on the wall in the living room? So I was like, you sure? Because that's like,
living
that's,
room.
That's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, put them up. It's like, they're like art. And I'm like, okay. So I ordered some hangers, got it. And so yesterday we were watching a movie and then, you know, so she started messing around with her plants. I started doing that. And then the movie was paused and I didn't, you know, we wanted to sit and watch it later. So I was like, let me just throw TV on in the background. Well, we have the, So there's like the Impact channel or whatever, you know? So dude, we were just watching Impact for like 5 hours yesterday, you know, it was actually pretty cool. And TNA. It was cool. They have, or TNA, sorry. Yeah. sorry. Yeah. I'm a newbie. I can't help
no,
it.
No, you're good.
You no, but, yeah, yeah. So, but it was cool. Yeah. Because there was like a lot of old stuff and then there was new stuff. So, you know, she's like, hey, Brian's on TV. And I was like, oh, sweet. You know, so I'd pay it, you know, I'd really like pay attention to that. But it was awesome. You know, we got to see, you know, I was telling this story about, you know, Rich Swann and, you know, in Vegas and all that stuff. You know, so, you know, it was kind of cool. We were a lot of the ins and outs of it. And then, you know, she saw a lot of people, you know, like Mickey James on there and even Trinity. And, you know, she's like, what the heck? Because, you know, she doesn't.
People that she knows to some degree.
Yeah. Everybody from WWE is gone. You know, they must not have shit over there. And I was like, well, you know, they do for sure. But, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, you pay attention to something for a while. You get used to people and then you're away for a few years. And then another product comes along. And you're like, everybody you were watching over there is now over here. And it's, you know, definitely part of the times, but still pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the thing, you know, with, you know, we can be very what
I heard a tiger growling or something.
I know. We can get very attached
Yes.
And emotional. For it's sure. not quite the word yeah. that I'm looking for, but it no. works.
Yeah.
To, you know, certain
passionate
or certain passionate, you know, towards certain people yeah. or whatever. And the moment, yeah. you know, that someone like Scott D'Amore, who did all this, you know, great stuff for the company, is just gone, yeah. you know, right. You know, some of us can instantly be like, boycott, you know. Right. Right. And while that can be like admirable, you know, to like show your solidarity.
Sure.
You know, there's still, you know, we're not going to support, you know, Brian, you know, or,
right.
And I'm not, that's just us, right. you know, as wrestling sure. people, you know, right. fans, like,
yeah,
it still has such a great roster of people oh, and absolutely. Other people that work for the company. Like
100%.
It sucks, but look, it's business. It's a way of life. And we don't really know all of the
details. Yeah.
And I'm not implying that he did anything wrong. You know, it's just
maybe they were just going in a different direction and he didn't fit in with what they wanted to do.
You know,
and
right.
It is a business. And at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of talent on that roster that still needs your support.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, perfect example, like, the reason I'm watching it, like really and really paying attention to it, is because of Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm intrigued in this, and I want to get involved with this now. I want to pay attention to it now because of my support for Brian. But
yeah,
also like a lot of these people, he's helped train or he has a relationship with, friendship with, and at the end of the day, they're all human beings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they yep. need your support. This is their job, and it's
yeah. Wait till the company like really starts to suck and show like.
Right.
Oh, then you can, yeah. You know, right. Like,
right. Like, oh, oof. Like WCW in 01. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You know, yeah, things didn't work like, out okay. with Bischoff. Look, it ended up not going very yeah. well.
Yeah, sure.
But all right, let's see what's going on now.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got
like sort of man caves okay. or whatever rooms. Like this, using those these as cool. throw pillows on your couch is like just a cool look.
Yeah, for those.
And let's just say there might be a DMK.
Oh,
coming ooh, soon. That's all really?
You know, not watching along with our Patreon.
There. You just literally just said it.
They're showing off Wrestling Buddies by Big Shots.
Okay, so it's not official by WWE.
The history of episode. No. Well, no, we don't. I don't think maybe? We never did the history of Super.
Just a sec. Let me pause this. I still hear it. So they are not WWE.
Okay.
But
they have their own buddies right
they're
now.
They're licensed. They are still officially licensed.
Yeah, yeah. So I just I was just wanting to clarify that because it you know, that obviously was all at least at one point in time WWE talent.
Yes.
And you know, when Matt said, oh, there might be a DMK in the works, you know, whatever.
Yes.
That
which you know, if you're in the major pod group. He showed a teaser,
a little tease,
like some wrestling buddy boots.
I saw that.
Yeah. So that, I mean, I assume it's a wrestling buddy.
I feel like our good friend Billy Backstabber Peck might know the because I'm pretty sure he's in those work group chats. You know what I mean?
I actually have no idea. I'm teasing. But no, I mean, hey, sometimes I do this. I actually don't. But I mean, look. Anybody that like really, really pays attention, Matt kind of lets the you know the beans spill from time to time.
And let's just say he doesn't lock the door.
You know, he has said in you know whether it was on the show or whether you know it was in the group or something. He's like, oh, maybe a buddy, you know, DMK buddy would be cool. And now all of a sudden he's teasing this thing and then basically says it on the show. But no, these this Big Shots company, they actually I mean, they have like UFC fighters. I think they have like like baseball players or, you know, like they've got a lot of different people, a lot of different properties. So wrestling is just a pretty small portion of what they have.
Yeah.
And, you know, in that picture, you know, for those again watching, but if not, you know, they have Macho, Brett, Flair. And here's the cool thing. Like you can get them in various sizes. Like you can get them in
That's pretty cool.
Like 12 inch or 16 inch or whatever. Yeah. You can get it in its traditional 22 inch form.
Nice.
But the Andre is at 32 inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool.
So yeah, that's a neat thing that they've got going on. And so yeah, there's that. Let's tune back in.
With the broken legs will now be sold. Yep. There will be a sticker that will let you know.
Talking about Power Town.
The original run.
Uncirculated is the word.
Uncirculated.
Is correct. Yep.
I think that's fine. We were saying this all along. Why not?
These were originally shown at 15.
Yeah, year and a half ago. Right? I said, guys, don't go to waste. You know, there's plenty of mint and box collectors that would love to own these. Not to mention, if you're not playing with these actively, you can open them and display them. You just can't really... You can't, you know, throw a drop. You can't throw a drop kick with Vern, which I don't think anyone's doing. So who cares, you know? Stan is alive. He's making the rounds. You can get him to sign that. Like, there's a lot of potential here for, you know, collectability.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah, that's another good spot. So yeah, we've all been wondering for quite some time, like, what's going on with these broken leg. Well, yeah. I mean, they're not. The legs aren't broken.
They will be. They just maybe
will break if you try to pose them at all.
Right. Right.
You know, again, as they're saying, like, they're these Power Town figures, and, you know, for those that maybe don't know the story, you know, quickly, like Jake said, they were shown off in person for the first time at Live 15. The Freedom, that he was asked, hey, play with this figure, figure it out, see what's going on with it.
And D put it in right in the, I mean, you know, and I gotta give D a little bit of shit about this. It was very unprofessional what he did. He opened the box, he put Vern on the ground and put him in a Boston crab. I mean, you take a 6'10", 138-pound man and then a 6-inch action figure and you put him in a Boston crab.
Very seven-inch. Seven-inch scale.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. That's, you know, it's fine.
They're a little bigger than the 6-inch.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So, you know, very unprofessional. D Freedom is the most unprofessional action figure analyst that I've ever seen in my life.
You know, there's people that get so mad at what he says that they would actually
fuck yeah, we're with you, Jake.
I love D.
He's awesome.
I'm team D all the way.
He is.
Yeah, you are.
Whether you like Freedom personality or not.
No, I mean, hey,
dude knows his shit.
He knows his shit.
I love D Freedom.
He doesn't sugarcoat anything. Uh-uh. That's what I love about
him.
He speaks the truth, and that's what you need when you're doing this. And I, you know,
yeah, when some people say like, "Oh, you gotta," sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're good.
Yeah, when people say, "Oh, he doesn't even have the figure in hand to know," again, whether you like it or not, and for most people, yes, you're right. For him, 100%, it's different,
dude.
He knows what these things are made of. How they're painted, how they're printed, how they're whatever. He's, you know, not that there's never ever, like, you know, a 5% chance of him messing up, but he's right.
I hung out with him. You know, I like to run into him whenever I go to Toyhio, and every time I see him, we're, you know, he's always looking at toys, and he will point out on the table and be like, oh, that one, and then name literally everything about it, what's wrong with it, everything, just by looking at it, he'll know.
And it's not crazy. Just what's wrong with it, like I said, like, it is what kind of plastic it's made out of, what, you know,
everything,
and then everything. Like, he has these spreadsheets of their serial numbers, of their lot assortment, you know, just all this stuff, like, you know, anyway, to move back into the Power Town thing, you know, the legs were snapping off and
they
they got them remade, so they're good, but these old ones are still like, hey, what's going on with them? They're finally available.
It's not all of them though.
Correct.
What, it's not yet anyway, right?
So
Carrie and
damn it, who's the other one?
I know, I because we got Stan, we got Gagne.
What did Ganya?
Ganya Gagne. I'm shocked.
I can't remember who the other one is right now. Anyway, it doesn't matter. No. Much older than that.
Yeah.
These figures are you know, coming out now, and where they were like maybe closer to the 50 mark range or something.
I think they're like
50. These are like 35. You know, so still like a little pricey, I suppose. But like, I mean, not for like these smaller collector boutique companies. Yeah. But perfect for MOC. But also like if you did want to take them out, just don't move the legs. Yeah. Like they will still perfectly display with your stuff.
Yeah.
Just don't move the legs.
Please.
That's
trying to do the truffle shuffle. Just leave it alone.
But I think it's a great way to get them. And actually, because they were able to go back and redo them, I think they thought that the Bruiser Brody's like head scratches were like too red.
Yeah.
Because he's not bleeding. It's just the scars. So they needed to be a little more like pinkish. So technically, like it's almost a repaint if you wanted to be like real picky and you wanted to have like more than one, you know, a different kind or whatever. So anyway, let's check out what's going on now.
Two of them at least. Well, Dusty, actually, shit, three of them are like full blown from moments, because like Dusty's from his match with Steve Corino, the famous bull rope match. Francine, I literally was messaging with her and said, did you ever get color? And she said one time, and she sent me the clip on YouTube. So we made it off of that one time in the ECW arena.
That's cool.
And then the one I'm most excited about was Jerry.
Whoa.
Dusty.
Oh my God. I had to take
a live on the mothership.
I need all those. I need extras.
Okay,
Francine, it's a different color.
First of all, the liquid blue, we want to thank them. That's the official t-shirt of Mikey Whipwreck.
Wow. Oh, and it's young Mikey.
Officially the liquid blue t-shirt.
Remember that?
Jerry Lynn in his pose, which, you know, Brian won a big time. I did it.
Yeah, guys. Please do me a favor. Message Matt. Make a post in the Patreon and let him know how stupid he was to fight me on Jerry Lynn doing the Jerry Lynn rock and roll pose.
It looks good. But I don't want to get it.
Okay, so new Bendy's. Now, does it like kind of make you itchy, Jake?
So it absolutely does. The thing about, so here's what I was thinking. Obviously, I collect the Bendies of everybody we've had on our show and get them autographed. But then I was thinking, what about when I was at a live show and I got to meet some of these people?
Oh.
A la Shane Douglas.
Yeah.
Heath.
Donna was just there. Well, I guess she didn't come out for a meet and greet.
And I didn't meet her.
But she's done so.
People.
But you want to actually have an interaction.
Interaction with them, yeah. So you know, I was thinking
you might need that Francine.
Well, I didn't meet her in person. I did have an interaction.
Well,
we
had that show episode.
But then, if I do that, I got to get all of them. Then I had an interaction with everybody.
Not Mikey. Not Dusty Rhodes, not Jerry Lynn.
He's not talking all of them. He's talking all the people we've had.
Not Dusty Rhodes.
Well, who else?
I know that.
Who else would you need?
Not Heath? The Macho
like
Man.
Danhausen.
Yeah.
That was just a pre-recorded ad.
Well, no, but you can.
Yeah, or Gallows.
Gallows.
Yeah. That's two. Two so far.
No, dude, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Anyway, let's talk about these Bendies.
So,
about these Bendies.
They're pretty sick.
So,
just buy them.
ECW, Extreme Series 2 of Major Bendies is Jerry Lynn, Mikey Whipwreck, Francine, Shane Douglas, and then the surprise was Dusty Rhodes. From his bullwhip match.
Yeah, from the bullwhip. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you said with a bullwhip. I'm like, I don't think he had a bullwhip.
I wish. That would be dope.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, their marches pre-order, yeah. You know, coming to majorbendies.com.
Damn.
I need multiples of some.
Fuck. Now these were all of them, but Dusty was said by Matt on a Let Him Breathe episode, and they might have talked about him on Boozing with the Toys, but it was never like public.
Right.
And I knew, so Jake said, come on, Billy, you knew about this wrestling buddy. I knew about Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah. That's cool.
We were standing in line for the Velocicoaster at Universal Studios
you've known about it that long?
Uh-huh.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with all of our listeners. Billy doesn't fucking give up shit. I mean, I normally don't try to pry too much. Here and there, like, there's something that I'm like, dude, you got to let me know. He's like, nope, can't do it. And then Husvar, like, he will, like, come on, Billy, let me know, tell me.
Because I need to prepare my monies.
And then, that's the only Billy's reason. Like, dude, I can't do it, okay? But I'm just going to be honest with everybody right now. Billy, if you have a secret and you don't want anybody to know about it except for one person, Billy's your guy, because he will not, under any circumstances, spill the beans. I mean, he's a trustworthy guy. I mean, I hate him for it, but, you know, it sucks, because it's like we know he knows. It's like, we're not going to say anything. Just tell us. But he won't do it. He will not do it. So I got to give you props there, but, you know, love you if I hate you, but we hate you if I love you.
But yeah, these are
those are awesome.
I never saw any pictures, so that was my first time seeing what they actually looked like.
Yeah.
Matt Jerry also cool, yeah, and I knew that he was doing the hand pose. Yeah. Matt was talking about how he really did not want that to be a thing.
Right. And why was that?
Well, because traditionally, you know, bendies are just that one, you know, pose, unless they have like an item. And even that, then, like, it was pretty rare. So, like, for bendies, you got Hacksaw, you have Nick Gage, you have Sandman, and Chavo.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the over 100 major bendies, unless I'm missing someone, only 4 have, you know, like a different pose with an item. Well,
I wouldn't count.
Let me take that back. Now we've got the 3 referees for the hand. So, you know, but, you know, outside of that pose, you know, so Matt was like, you know, I want that to feel special, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I don't know. I think it looks cool having it like too. That makes it a little different. I think they look awesome.
It's probably my favorite set, I think, so far. I'm a big ECW guy, so I'm a little biased. Right.
They're super cool, man.
But, you know, you get it almost like you get everything of this set. You get, like, a legend in Dusty Rhodes. You get a female wrestler. You get, you know, like we just talked about, Jerry Lynn with that, you know, unique hand pose. Like,
you know, the love or the, you know, whatever sign.
You got that Mikey is super toyetic with that with the dragon shirt, and then Shane Douglas is Shane Douglas. I mean, you know, Triple Threat is the man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that. I will be getting doubles of some of them, and I will be getting the bloody set for sure.
So let me ask you a question. So what do I do in this case, in this scenario?
Okay.
They get the rights for Giant Gonzalez. And they make a Giant Gonzalez bendy. I mean, obviously, no questions. I have to get it. But at that point, what are my rules then for my collection?
You put that as part of that's part of your Giant Gonzalez collection.
That's separate. No. That's separate because it's a wrestler you love. No. Yeah, get two.
No. One has to go. I have to keep one.
That can't go with your interviewed, signed interview.
Yeah, I know, but I have to expand that collection.
That would be the one exception, because it's like you're a guy. So it's like for me, like if I had your rules or whatever, and I was like, oh, I'm only getting people on the show, and then they made a Stone Cold Bendy. They never would, but they made a Stone Cold Bendy. I would have to get it, even though we'd never had him on our show, because it's my guy.
Right. You know? Okay. Okay. I got.
Yeah, you. I feel like he'd be part of your Giant Gonzalez.
That's collection. Your guy.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know what I mean? Like I need one with the Bendys though.
Then get, Jake then is get two.
That's Sorry. What I don't know if I discussed this publicly or I may have, but I know we talked about it of having deceased wrestlers at like the Bendys of and
I don't remember. You know,
so maybe I talked about it with Huzfar, but I was just
we might have.
Out,
I just
yeah, I was just trying to figure out how to expand my collection without you know doing all of them. And then I was thinking,
oh, I do I remember this conversation
I could do
to
like
some
a
degree.
Deceased wrestlers collection, yeah. Like I do, like Brian Pillman, Randy Savage, yeah. You know.
But then you're gonna be know. Collecting a lot more.
Well, yeah, but that
opens up a whole another can of worms.
That's the whole point. To you know,
then you might as well just get them all, pal.
No, because now I have all these ones that are autographed in white paint pen, right? So
yeah, but you can't
the get deceased the deceased ones. I can't get because right. they're deceased. So. That's okay.
Well, would you want them to be in the box? Like
oh,
still
yeah.
in the packaging? Oh, okay.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
gonna say
all of them
you
mock.
Can
yeah.
just have the deceased ones out of the box and make a nice little display. And you could always put yeah. them back in the box because of the resealable
that's, package. Yeah, that's true too. Cause I was actually looking at Eamon's collection. I think yesterday he had
yeah.
or the day before he had posted like he has all of them, whatever. But like some of them are autographed and some of them there's a lot, the majority of them aren't. So I was like,
yeah.
Because
you're gonna run out of room.
Yeah, me personally, my OCD is like, oh, they all need to be the same, you know. But it's just that's me, you know. So
yeah, but anyway. it would look clean, like if you had like a little shelf and you just had like
right,
a
right.
couple rows
just
of bendies separate.
Lucy's,
yeah,
Lucy's,
yeah, chilling. Yeah.
That could work. That could work.
And just keep it and just limit it to like you know that shelf or whatever.
Yeah, and I could just get like the guys that I like, you know that yeah. I. Like perfect example, Heath. We've never technically had him on for a full interview. We've had him on, but not for an interview
right.
on our show. So, you know, I could put somebody like him in there in that Lucy section, you know, and I could still have the car. Well, that's the other thing, too, because then if we end up interviewing him for example,
you're
going to
need it
point,
anyway.
I wouldn't. Yeah. So I would already have it.
Well, you can you could always do this, too, like. If you want, like, say it's somebody that
bro.
I know that, but you could always do like, you know, Heath has two or whatever.
Yeah.
So
I'll
you can pick one as your signed one for your interviewed people. And then you have the other one as your loose, you know, the second one.
Yeah.
And that way it's still a different gear, different looking one, but it's still Heath, you know?
Right.
So like the friend, you know, the Francine, you know, she had the yellow dress bloody and then the red, you know, according to the show. So like, you know, we had her on, if we eventually get her on the show, you could do the bloody one for your, like your display collection. Cause if you like Francine like that, just as example,
no, I got you.
And then use the red one as your signed, you know, cause it'll look clean.
Yeah,
you
know? No, that's true.
Just a thought.
No, I really like that. I really like that a lot, actually. It's something to think about, for
mm-hmm,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited for that set, for sure.
Yeah, no, yeah. Extremely.
Extremely times two.
Yeah.
See, now I'm trying to figure out, like, I'll have to look at them more. Because, like, you know, for my rules, like, I don't collect every Bendy. I collect one, at least one of each different
series?
Mold.
Oh, okay. So you got to get the Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, 100%. Well, no, and different mold, you know, like.
Oh, of a person, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. So okay. like Matt, Mark, and Brian.
You only need one of them. You don't need 20
you know,
Matts.
If I didn't, sorry, if I did, do. I mean, I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That,
right,
but
right,
if
right.
I didn't. Like I would have, you know, a Matt, but then there's the new Matt. So then I would get one of those because it's, you know,
dude,
you know
I'm
what
just
I'm saying?
Sitting here. I know exactly what you're saying, but it's like, so if
so, I don't, I don't need,
for example, just for
all the four Danhausen.
If there was a Brian mold that was like this with the Raven pose,
yes,
and then there's the other one where he's like, yes, this, you need one of each.
Yes.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying. It's just crazy. Like, so you had like, I can see it. Husvar gets two of everything.
No.
Most
of the time, yes.
Mostly, yes. Husvar gets two of her, or at least one. You have one of everything, at least at the very least. You have
everything. Not everything. Most. No. There's like a couple here and there I'm missing.
But
like,
you're gonna get them.
I don't. That's the thing. I'm like you. I don't know. Ooh. I'm missing like a Conrad. I'm missing like random ones here and there. I'm missing a couple of the.
Those are still available.
But they're easy to get. But like I'm missing like one of the Hacksaw variants. I'm missing one of the Sergeant Slaughter variants. Like some of those variants I'm missing. So I'm debating. Okay. I don't know if I want to do. Yeah. I want to be a completionist, but like. I also don't. I'm trying to like save money and get other things too, but I want to. I want to.
It's just, I guess the point I was trying to get to is we're all collectors at heart, you know, but like we all are so different on the way we collect. Like,
yeah,
I'm extremely specific on what I'm doing, but I'm also in the back of my head, I'm trying to figure out how to be a completist. That's what I'm trying to do.
Just do it.
And then you got Billy, who's like kind of in the middle. Mm-hmm. He, in a sense, has all of the characters, but you know, he doesn't have every single figure and every single variant. And
right,
you know, but he also uses different molds to get different. That's another way he can get more of one character. Where Husvar, for the most part, you have almost everything, with the exception of a few.
I just like them. Yeah,
sure. I like them too. I mean, we all like them. I mean, we love them. I mean, it's fucking cool. Those were like for me, pretty much like right about when I quit collecting as a kid or quit playing with action figures. You know, because like the Jack's Bone Crunchers that the Bendies were kind of the fill in right there, and they went on for a little while. So you know, those were like right there with me. You know, and it would be cool to like. Again, get like some of those ones we had when we were kids too. Like for me, but I don't need them, you know, just because my OCD is not going to let me to have them. But
I'm in the same boat. Like now, like Steve Blackman just got announced for, I believe, WrestleCon, and I was talking to Billy about this, and like you know, he has some Jax figures,
but he
also his first figure is a Bendham, I believe, and
I think yeah.
And
I think
you know,
I'm pretty sure he has a Bone Cruncher.
Later. Yeah, you're right.
So I think the Bendham would be first, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. But like, so I'm like, you know, usually I would go for like, you know, the Jax Bone Cruncher, as you know what I would get signed. But with how awesome these Bendies look, and like, you know. I kind of think it would be cool, you know, it would look cool in the collection to get the Bendham version of him to kind of like, you know, it's different. It's different than just going for the, you know, the cooler looking figure, you know?
Yeah.
So I was thinking about doing that, but there's no good ones on eBay right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I got to decide is which version do I get of these? Cause like with the last Extreme set I got, which one was it? I'm trying to go through my the Raven. I didn't love the way the Raven looked bloody.
Okay.
So I knew I wanted a non-bloody.
Sure.
But then there's two non-bloodies. There's the ECW shirt one where he's got his arms out, and there's the WCW Omega Level Toys variant.
Which
me personally, I watched more WCW than I did ECW. So I got that Raven. So these now with like the bloody, non-bloody, it's like, man, like.
And with the different gears now too on some.
I know that's the thing too that gets me. Cause like, I think I'll get the non-bloody Mikey Whipwreck.
Yeah.
The Jerry Lynn is tough though, because I love the yellow and black gear in his non-bloody, but I think his bloody one is the like the most iconic of this bloody series because it has die written on the stomach, and it was an iconic deal in ECW, but it's also the gear that I don't love as much from here from him. So I'm like, which one do I do?
You like, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to go with the yellow one.
Okay.
Just the non-bloody.
The triple threat.
That, kind that's of, the one because that, that's the one that you love. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like that's, you know, you should get like, if you had them next to each other, and I see what you're saying, like, this one's cool, but this is the one that like I like the way it looks the best. And
yeah,
you know what I mean? So, and I think that one, because you're already going to have another bloody variant, you know what I mean? So when that's set.
Yeah.
So I think they don't need to, you, for me personally, I think you either go all in bloody or all clean, you know? So I like,
well, that's your OCD.
That's me. So yeah. I think it's cool that you're going to have the mixture.
Yeah.
Of, you know what I'm saying? And I that's why I think you, me personally, that's why I think you should
go like, I'm pretty sure I would get the bloody Dusty.
Yeah, I would.
The Shane and Francine, I'm not sure.
I would keep those clean.
But we'll see.
Personally.
Well, the Francine's tough because like Brian, you know, like
literally
they said on the clip,
a single time, I think is what he said. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the only time she drew color. So it's kind of special.
Yeah.
To me.
And honestly, I kind of like that it's not the red dress.
Right.
Yeah.
Because like almost everything's
red dress. The red dress. I kind of like the gold one,
and it's so. It makes it more unique too.
Yeah,
like because literally every other Francine thing they've released, the Micro Brawler and the Figures Toy Company, you know, don't have blood versions.
Right.
So it makes it more unique. Yeah, that's I, you know, like Billy was saying, you know, with the last bloody set, I think that was one of the only sets where I got one of, because I was just like, oh, they kind of look pretty much the same just with blood on them, you know,
right.
You could just show, you know, show them, but this one makes it a lot harder because of the different gears and, you know, like I said, Francine with having that special match, but
so
must haves.
One more quick bendy question. Then we can go back.
Yeah.
So I have that tan matte bagged variant.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with that?
That's technically supposed to replace the first match.
Right.
Yeah.
So then get rid of the non.
I don't have it.
He doesn't have the original.
Oh,
I guess.
What I would do, if I were you, I could see, I might have a spare box. I could give you one of the matte boxes from one of my, cause I think I ordered three of that set to like have one to play with. I could give you the empty box from that, and you can put your, save the bag though, but put the mat into that box.
It won't, you know what I was going to say?
Official, but
give it away.
Do a giveaway.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, if you don't keep the care to have it.
I don't. It's cool, though, but like I don't know. What to
listen,
do with
here's the thing about it. If you, you know, gave it away or whatever, and then you decided later on, like you kind of regretted it.
I can.
Those have become so easy to get. Yeah. Like, I had the one, and then for the longest time, like I was like, you know, I think I would like one in the bag because it kind of represents that whole mail away kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, so Eamon hooked me up with one, and then out of nowhere, after that, I ended up getting like two or three more of them, not even trying.
Right.
You know, they were just part of things or giveaways or something. And I was like, for months, I was like having a hard time finding one. And then four landed on my doorstep.
Easy.
You know, or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I had anyway, like four or five of them. I gave one to Luke Bacon because he really wanted one. And then, I gave one to like Big Joe because there's so many of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome, though.
Hold on. Sorry. I just.
No, you're good.
Okay, so what am I trying to say here? Let's see what's going on the show.
Yeah. I'm actually really digging this. This is kind
of
cool.
Is fun.
It's funny.
I think
this
was the first one to feature like actual tempos across the tape.
Right.
Okay, so I don't realize that. Oh
it is. God. It is. It's
a newer
tape,
Rey Mysterio with the athletic tapes on his shoulder.
Yeah.
What's D wearing, dude? He's wearing
like
LWO. Well, no, a mainline elite.
Right? He's a doctor. Yeah, and then there was a Mandy Rose. I think
he dissects things.
He's Dr. Freedom.
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Oh, these are the greatest hits.
Why is he going Batman now? What's up with D?
Not sure which reigns. I mean, that's been released countless times, but rightfully so.
Sweet.
And then now we get on to the Walmart exclusive Monday Night War Wave. This is week two.
I need that Teddy, baby.
Hell yeah.
Is that Fake Diesel?
Yeah.
Super upsetting.
Yeah,
Ray, unfortunately, it was supposed to be the unmasked Ray, like the Philby Animals. That is not happening, maybe down the line. So this is what we would have gotten with the Nitro ring, but in an elite form instead of the Ultimate.
Doesn't include the soft goods entrance jacket, so there is some stuff that is a little left out. And I think the other one had, I think, new laced boots, and I don't think this one has the new laced boots.
That's Nitro like that. debut, Ray. I don't think I need that because we have a is bunch
that
of nice...
Is that what it is, Nitro debut?
Yeah.
All right, well, they're going to go through each one of these figures.
Yeah.
We can keep it on the screen, so if it makes us think of something,
but,
so we're not trying to talk over everything. You know, they showed a couple, you know, Gunther, I was going to say Walter, and a modern Rey Mysterio, but
those
right
are,
now they're, you said greatest, well,
either greatest hits or
that
best
Rey
of.
Wouldn't, I don't think the Rey would be.
They do
I think
that
was a newer one.
They'll change. They do that like for the greatest hits or whatever. Sometimes they change the gear on the figure.
I mean, I know that they've like, I'm not saying you're wrong. I know like, you know, that re-release of the Shawn Michaels WrestleMania 14, like it was the same figure just with some updates.
Right.
This Ray looks pretty new and I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's cool.
I'm just not sure. But the big thing is these Monday Night War figures.
That's a way. That's they're showing Wave One now. Whether that was that's Wave Two. That's Wave Two.
So it's Rey Mysterio or early WCW, Teddy Long, build a figure ref,
need
fake
that.
Diesel. So Kane or Glenn Jacobs, whatever. As Diesel, which I think is incredible.
Kind of need that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Kevin Nash with his debut in WCW,
yeah,
you know, where he's wearing the hat.
And, yeah.
So the thing about that Nash is the hair is removable.
Mm.
So you can put one on with the hat or one without the hat.
Very cool.
And that way it's like, they're not constricted to just like, oh, well, you need a hat or a hair that a hat will fit on.
Right. Right. I gotcha.
So
it's cool, man. Damn.
And then a Triple H, you know, in like the red.
Ooh, Bischoff with the Nitro ring,
yeah.
Just an update. So the Elite Top Picks 2024 Wave 3. Mm-hmm. So it's a re-release Roman, re-release Gunther, and the new Rey.
Okay. Yeah, that Rey looks cool. I guess I just haven't.
It's an LWO Rey, so it's
That Eric Bischoff's got those Triple H Attitude Era pants. It's the bot. It's the same fucking ones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Which is good. I mean,
it
just sucks. Like I have to buy the whole freaking ring because I have the Bischoff that was like the best of the Rey set or whatever that came out. And I think there's a difference. Like I think that maybe he's wearing regular pants instead of jeans on that one. I'd have to look it up, but. Mm. That one, I think the difference is it comes with the changeable shirt, so you can make them like NWO and the like more commentator owner. I don't even know how to say it.
Well, that was
part
of
that
one
set
that they just showed.
Yeah,
is I mean like him becoming NWO,
right?
You know, that's why like they have the white shirt and
right.
Then, like you can get that. Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Such
that's
a
why
simple. Simple thing,
right?
But it's cool. Yeah, that Nash and that Diesel. If I
have
see
to get them
in the wild, I'll probably get those.
It sucks because it's like I want that Teddy Long, so I definitely have to see this set anyway. Like even like the Wave One, you know, with the razor with the jean, you know, the Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, I need that too. I haven't seen it. I mean, it's
with the Lex build a figure.
Yeah, from that set, like I would like the Scott Hall, and I think maybe the Hogan.
Yeah, cool the too. Hogan.
Yeah, and I think I talked about it last week. So my wife is a big Hogan fan.
Yep.
and we got the workout gear, the basic.
Cool.
And she's kind of been on this kick.
Is that the one with the blue tights?
The blue tights, the white shirt.
I don't know if you saw the picture. I hate to interrupt, but the other day when I was at Walmart, I was looking at that, dude. Like, I was like,
it's a great figure. I
bought it, dude.
These basics are awesome.
They're actually really, really good. Like,
new basics are great.
If I was collecting Mattels right now, 100% would have bought it.
I've been getting a couple. Like, I got Gigi Dolan and the JC Jin. Yeah. And then I pre-ordered the Tiffany Stratton. And they've really improved. Improved on them.
Oh yeah,
you know, from what they were for the
big
time.
Difference that I'm aware of, like, because this Hogan like still has like the bicep swivel.
Yeah,
yep.
It doesn't have the thigh swivel, which right. I don't care, and it doesn't have the ab crunch.
Right,
and you know, for me personally, I never cared if they were basic in the past before anyway. If the deco wasn't great, then that's one thing, but I didn't care about the articulation that much because I just put them up for display and that's it anyway. But these ones are really nice.
Yeah.
Where was I going with that? Oh yeah. So she, it's funny. Like, I was kind of like just getting Hogan figures for her.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the Wolfpack, Ultimate came out. So I got that and she's like, yo, these are cool. But like, she has no real connection to Hollywood Hogan. It was all like Hogan to her was, you know, and so I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll get more of that kind of stuff. But she's kind of hit that point where she's like, you know, I have so many, you know, yellow and red Hogans.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat that she has these options for other ones. Right. So I didn't even think about getting this. And like Husvar gave me the camo one.
Yeah.
To give to her and like she's kind of on that kick now of enjoying the variety of Hogan. So
yeah.
That pre Hollywood Hogan where he was like coming out as just like the movie star.
Yes.
Right.
Like, I think that one looks really cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It looks great.
Anyway, that was the long winded story of
that's awesome. Did you
why I need to get that Hogan?
Did you get Rip?
No.
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 With the Noel's with the
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one.
I kind of want one.
Yeah, that sounds like a good birthday present for.
Because I always loved that movie anyway.
Oh yeah,
she but like it's one
does
of those.
She listen to this.
Sometimes she won't listen to it when it comes out. She'll listen to it like 3 months from now.
Oh okay. Yeah, I was gonna say maybe because you remember how she got a hold of Husvar.
Ooh, sorry. This is actually pretty big stuff happening right now.
Piss break.
They're all out of piss.
You can hear them.
You can hear them.
You just hear the water trickling down like a light stream.
That ain't water.
Well, it was.
Anyway, that's all.
That's hilarious.
I just thought that'd be funny. Oh, I did not expect to hear the peeing, though.
I know, me either. Damn, those are good mics.
Right.
But no, anyway. You were saying that'd be a good birthday present or something. Is that what you're talking?
Yeah, I was just saying like that would be cool for us all to like maybe we can all pitch in and get her something.
Oh, like, get her that yeah, one, yeah, know? Yeah. It'd I see cool. what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, you gotcha. Know, it'd be an even better gift.
What? Bring them down to
Clearwater if for we the could signing? Bring them down, but like if they can't come, we can at least get something signed.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah,
I want to get my when the reissue Ultimate Hollywood Hogan with the better tan comes out. That's what I'm getting signed.
Yeah.
Cool. I know that she would want to
meet
him. Wanna go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm not even sure like it would for sure be more for her. And I don't know if she would have a preference to what to get signed.
Right.
But I know like. You know, I'd have to talk to her about it, but I've been really thinking about like the only belt that I don't have signed or have like an immediate plan for to get signed is the Winged Eagle.
Right. Belt.
And it hit me recently that I thought it'd be really cool to get the left side signed by Hogan in yellow.
Yeah.
And the right side signed by HBK in white.
Oh my God, dude, that would be sick.
That way it represents her all-time favorite and my all-time favorite, and in the gear that they won, you know, won the title in.
I love it.
Yellow and white.
Hell yeah.
So that's a more difficult one to obtain and a pricier one to obtain, but that's kind of like the current dream goal for that would be to do that. And again, it would be extremely unique because no one else would have exactly that version of it. So anyway,
no, absolutely.
You guys, anything else with the Monday Night Wars you guys wanted to talk about or
no, what the, else only, the only other thing that I think, kind of skipping back just a tad, with that fake Diesel. I think it'd be cool if they could get the fake Razor to come soon. I know it's going to be,
it'd be tougher.
I know the gentleman who was playing him just recently passed.
Yeah.
But, you know, would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I know people are going to be very interested to see how Kane signs these.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll come up with like fake Diesel or something autograph, you know, it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see what they're talking about now.
It's me. It's TTD at Major WF Pod TTD Wrestling, working on getting my Major Bendy's collection signed. And so happy I have this one. It's a picture of the TTD riff, Bendy.
Love it.
And he signed it in a nice yellow.
All right, before we go into what we're all going to talk about, let me quickly just say that I finally got the series with Series 5 with Heath, Conan, Chavo Guerrero with Pepe, and Diana. This might be one of my most favorite sets, and what I really love is that they're gone. You can't get them. The pre-order is the order, just like the upcoming Extreme Major Bendy. I also want to say these, though, you can order right now. The Chavo Guerrero on the WCW S-carding on MajorBendy's.com. This is the variant Chavo Guerrero. You could also get Ponderosa, Deonna Purrazzo in the blue on the Impact-style packaging on MajorBendy's.com. Right now. And also MikeDurbin.com, you can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
Boom. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, my Deonna.
More Bendy talk.
Yeah, man. It just circles back to it. And
I kind of need another Heath. Oh, wait. I think I have multiple of them. Never mind.
Yeah.
What do you think? You just got them.
Whatever. I just opened it up, saw that they were safe, and I put it right in the back of the box.
I think what was the term? Reckless.
Yeah. You know, I know I'm reckless. But the blue Deonna's just came today, and they are incredible.
A great set.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a great set. That Mike Durbin Conan, I think I definitely need for my Wolfpack collection.
Right.
I don't know if I want to get it signed.
I saw one that they had the white signature on there. I was looking at it. I was like, oof.
Oh yeah, it's
fresh. I almost just bought it just because it was in white.
Yeah, because it's like, well, what if this does eventually happen? Or
if I just decide I could just change my collection? Like, I'll just collect.
Hey, you could.
People
you
who absolutely have white could. White signatures. You know.
Ooh, that Conan $34.99. Look, there it is, signed in white, Jake.
It's only $34.99.
No, signed at $60.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say if it was $34.
And then the one signed in blue.
Yeah. Okay, white. That's cool.
Or you could just buy the case.
Yeah, and that would be to put on like if you got the other Conan Bendy.
Sure.
I think I gotta get this Wolfpack one though.
Yeah, hey,
Billy,
see that's
Billy, what's that guy on the screen behind me here.
I see Roy on a phone.
Yeah, what did he used to tell us far all the time?
I think he said something like
Husbar's gonna ride that dick, by the way. Don't make that clear. He's gonna ride that dick, man. He's gonna ride it, man. We're gonna do detention, man. He's gonna ride that dick.
Oh no! Oh, he's gone.
He went for a ride.
Oh no!
Oh no!
fuck off.
That the whole set's really good.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
The Conan blew me away.
It really
now this
did,
is yeah. the kind of later. It might be the more Filthy Animals version, yep, where he's in the like the red, white, and black camo pants.
Yeah.
The deco hits on it are just perfect. Like he's got a watch on one hand. He's got like a silver just bracelet, like chain bracelet on the other. He's got the cross necklace. He's got just everything about it is just so good.
Yeah.
Now the Heath one I love. I extra enjoy it even more because, and I actually posted it in the Facebook group of all the people with their championships that the guys have been making. So he has the Interstate title. So I like it because I'm able to do that.
Right.
The Chavo, now not at all do I want to like take any like credit for this.
Yeah.
It was just part of a discussion. So this was early on in the work chat, and they were trying to come up with an idea for like, hey, what would be the best look for Chavo?
Yeah.
You know, they pretty much figure all that stuff out on their own, but if they want kind of a sounding board, they'll come to the rest of us. Yeah. And I instantly like joked.
Right.
About, well, you could always do one with Pepe. Ha ha ha. Honestly thinking it was a complete joke.
Right.
And then just conversation went on and whatever.
Yeah. You sparked it.
And then they ended up making it. And I was like, whoa.
That's so cool. That's so
you
cool.
You know, like I said, like I honestly, like I don't take credit for it because it was just part of a thing. But it's like, man, I wonder if that was the final thing that made him go like,
right.
Maybe that's what we do.
Hell yeah.
So that's cool.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
And then, the Deanna is great. And, one of the things that they said about it was that, that one cost a bit of money,
the little,
because of all the deco, every little dot.
Sure.
Yeah. But absolutely, it looks great. So
it's one of my favorites, and it goes well with the Chelsea to make a VXT.
Yep. Sure does. Yep. But yeah, that Conan is top notch. And
oh yeah,
thus far you gotten me. I love Red and Black NWO.
Yep. I love Wolfpack.
And so like you keep saying that, and I know that's what it's representing, but I just, you know, I always think like, I'm good with the one, but you keep saying that. And I go,
dude, I know maybe, I have the normal one and I'm happy with it, but like it's Wolfpack, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love Wolfpack.
Yeah. There, let's make Jake itchy about this.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Well,
I mean, her arms are
possible. They can display next to each other, but
I actually think it's a great China, probably not the best Wendy Richter.
There you go. Yeah. But I love this whole set. I hope it sells really well, and you know, Ringside makes even more exclusive.
I mean, if we can get it. 2-4 packs a year from Ringside, and we got the NWO, we got this one.
So 8 new figures just from Ringside. I would absolutely keep it coming. That.
Hey, all right. So they're talking about the new DX retros.
Mm.
It's Triple H, China, Road Dogg, and Billy Gunn.
Nice.
They're great. And, I don't have,
you know, Jake was
all in
the all complete on everything.
Yeah.
Even like the rare carding, maybe carding one, like a Roman said Superman punch.
There's like three different.
And then they said like they had to take that off.
So I had the regular release. It was just Roman was actually just very rare to begin with.
Okay.
It was,
and then Kevin Owens had one with arms up and one down.
That was Macho Man.
Macho Man.
Yeah. There was a Kevin Owens one that was different too.
Two different shirts.
Yeah. I had the, there were two different sets because he got reused when Enzo
and got cut. The Roman, it was like Superman punch, then they changed it to super punch, they still couldn't do that, and then it went to just a red ring.
Yeah,
instead of riding in it.
So I had the I had the super punch one.
I had super punch as well.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
I opened.
But so you at least had every release.
Yeah.
Maybe not the variant carding.
I didn't. I just had every.
Same figure.
Yeah.
But so funny. Not. I don't know. There's no more to collect. You just about were, you know, reaching your limits with, you know, the Hasbros. Decided it's just time to let it go. Yeah. And then retros come back. And it's actually in a much more easier, more obtainable way of
very affordable.
Right. Yeah.
Does it ever make you go like, I wish I wouldn't have, or are you okay?
Right now it does. Just talking about it. But honestly, I forgot I even had them.
Yeah.
So you just
I never do.
Like the Hasbros, you know, I always get like that little maybe gleam in your eye of
the Hasbros. Definitely. Yeah.
The retros doesn't seem as much.
No. I mean, the retros, they were just a nod to Hasbros for me. And it was a cool way for me to be a completist on something that I wasn't a completist on. Cause like it was, cause I think I started it like series 4. Like I had a couple previous to that, but I was like, you know what? There's an opportunity. I can go back and get all these that I missed and then start fresh right here at series 4 and move on and just be a completist from here on out. Like, why not? So that's what I did. And then as time went on, I came very close to, you know, completing my Hasbro's collection as well. But it just, I don't know. Like you said, it just got to that point where they're not making any more. I was just about done with the Hasbros too. So it was like, I just kind of got to the point like, why? Yeah. I mean, why not go ahead and cash out now while I can? And you know, I mean, now looking back on it, it was a cool collection and I do in a sense regret it, but I did not have any sentimental value to any of those figures whatsoever.
Yeah. Are there any of the new retros that have come out that made you go like, oh man, those would have been cool to have part of the collection?
Sure, yeah.
Especially now since they're all retro, you know, they're all older, you know, stars and not current.
Yeah. And not current. Yeah, that's there. I mean, nothing in particular has stood out like that, like, oh, I wish, you know, or that would make me want to get back into retros or anything. Yeah. You know, there it's realistically it's whoever, and including any of the other manufacturers of, you know, retro toy lines, like whoever makes Giant Gonzalez first is going to have my business. I mean, bottom line, I got to have it. So, you know, I'm not going to lie, dude. I feel like someday that's going to happen. I think it's obtainable, and I think it's such a obscure one, like people would actually want to have it. Maybe not. Maybe it's just me, but it's just kind of the same thing with nails. You know what I mean? Like as far as that goes, it was kind of like, wasn't a huge star. It, you know, wasn't anything to brag about, but it's still very memorable and cool. And, you know, Giant Gonzalez, it kind of fits in that genre as well, as far as I'm concerned.
What about you, Husfar? Are you still collecting retros?
Oh yeah,
like WWEs. So, yeah,
yeah.
I guess I just don't recall you talking about them a whole lot.
I always love them. I mean, I have every single one, except for the. So I'm behind on the new ones. So I have all.
Well, that's what I mean. The new ones. Yeah. Have you been getting any of those?
Yeah, I have the first two four packs that came out
with Piper and.
Yeah, that Piper set Mean Gene. It's been such a while.
It's been a little while,
There's the next set, which I believe I have. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Cowboy Bob is.
Yeah. That sounds right. So I have those, but I don't have the Tugboat set with Doink and Rhythm and Blues Greg and Lex Luger.
Right.
I don't have the
NWO
Vader, Paul Bearer, Undertaker,
Jerry Lawler.
I don't have the newest Rock and Wrestling set. I don't have the newest ring, and I don't have the NWO Wolfpack DX sets. So I'm a little behind.
Again, but what's nice about them is they're not like they're available.
They're available around Christmas time. They did have a buy one, get one 50% off sale that I was really hoping my family would utilize for my Christmas list. They did not. It's funny. They go for the more expensive stuff than the stuff that's like cheap, but whatever you can't, I'm not complaining on that.
No. It's just, you know, you always like, well, I'm not going to buy anything cause it's Christmas time and someone might get it. And then, you know, it's fair. They don't get it, but then it's like, oh crap. Maybe I got to try and find it now.
It's like a lot of the stuff I had on my list, like sold out by the time a lot of them got to even look at the list. So, but I love the line. I think they're doing a great job with everything. Like I loved the original reissue line too. You know, as a supplement.
That's the one. That's the one I probably, you know,
we have to buy the whole set.
Well, I know. I'm just saying in particular for me, Vader is the one that,
you would want. That pallbearer is like, I need to have that. That's like a big want for me.
Yeah. If I don't really, it's weird. I say I don't like collect retros. I just collect of the people that I want. It doesn't really matter what kind of figure it is. Out of that set, I would like the Undertaker and the pallbearer.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely, you know, need to jump on and get them at some point before they really sell out. And then I'm like, oh, I'm spending, you know, $100 on this when it was $40.
It's the trick. It's the tricky thing.
Nope.
I'm trying.
It is tricky.
Well, do we want to check in one last time and then call it?
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. There we go. Looks like they're on what they've bought over the week.
He found it.
The Palmart.
It's not.
That's what I'm going to have to do.
It's unique and I get it, but man, I'm not quite sure. Oh, I think for now I'm going to display it, but push comes to shove if I ever have to make cuts in the near future.
Wait, hold on a second. Why would you not want that? What?
I don't think it's iconic enough. One promo?
It's not. Yeah.
But it's like early NWO. Doesn't it fit right with the Nash and the
It's Hall? Before NWO.
Right.
Not quite. I mean, I think the Bash of the Beach Hogan.
I think like, so.
Or that era Hogan kind of goes with that Hall like when, you know, when he turns. Huh. I don't know. I guess it could. Listen, it goes.
I don't know.
That's going right with those two promo Hall and.
You know what? I think you just sold me right there, Mark.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
The Hall that I've been waiting for.
It's probably when they first.
And in hand, I will say the vest is as bad as it looks online.
No.
Oh, damn. Oh, no.
It's like.
I do want it, though.
The problem is they gave the washed effect to the pants.
Oh.
But not the vest.
It's like a blue vest and then like a
so it doesn't match.
I believe so. Another thing that kind of pissed me off, but not necessarily, it's a WWE microphone. Now they didn't color it in, so it's like the mold is there. You know what I'm saying?
You could see it.
Yeah,
it was indented.
You're talking about the
microphone cube.
You're not. Whatever, I'll just
take that out. Yeah, it's like they colored over and it's indented on.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's not painted, so it's all black. It's a distance you won't be able to see. But if you really look up close,
if you really look at
it's a WWE microphone.
Man, I always thought
those were. I feel like they must have other microphones. Do they not?
I always thought those were flat. Yeah, and they put that in.
Didn't the Bischoff come with the WCW?
Oh, here comes D.
Oh,
they've been using that mold for ever since 2015. So they haven't grinded it down and gotten rid of the logo. I mean, they changed it to the new logo, the network logo in 2014 when they were developing that. So
don't some figures come with WCW microphones like a Ric Flair?
Right.
With the Tampa on it, but they so the way they do it is that they have the WWE logo on the side, and then the way you display it is so they only do Tampa on multi-layer Tampa's on the front and the back side, and then the sides are the WWE logo.
I see. Makes sense. I got you.
Man, all right. I did not realize that.
Interchangeable.
Oh, makes there we go. It's
something
we kind of talked about a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I said, I could be completely wrong on that. That Hogan, I could have sworn there is like a version of Hogan where he starts dressing in all black, though.
Yeah,
right?
It's like a year,
like before. Way, be- like not way, but before it's like the
a,
NWO.
It's like a year or two before.
Yeah. So that's what I thought it was depicting.
Yeah, where he shaved his mustache off. And
yeah,
everything.
That.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. It was just kind of a weird time. Like he was trying to, he couldn't really do the red and yellow too much anymore. People were starting to get stale with it. So he was trying to do something else. And,
like that, right?
Yes. Yep.
So that's from Hogan 95. Back in Black promo, 10/16/1995. So it was one promo.
That's what, Matt, but I guess saying, maybe he started dressing like that again.
Let's see.
I think there was one other time.
Here's another one. Hogan, Macho Man, Randy Savage, and Harry Perry on Venice Beach, and he's wearing it. So that's another separate instance.
Quickly. It was on Venice Beach. Damn.
Yeah, bro.
In Florida or California?
I would assume Florida, but I don't know if it's Florida, dude.
I'm only like 30 minutes from Venice.
You're like, I need to get this figure because I live by Venice Beach.
I go to Venice.
I've been on Venice Beach, and so was he.
It just says cut a promo at Venice Beach during Harry Perry on guitar and some other homeless guy.
I gotta look that up.
That's what the description literally.
But I know Hogan was built from Venice Beach, California.
Yeah. So that's right.
It's got to be Venice, California.
Yeah. But if it's Florida and it's the same beach, I think you need to get that figure and take it to the beach.
I think you're right.
I've been debating utilizing Walmart too to get this set because my Walmart is just horrid lately. Like I went this weekend and they literally had one like of those best of Undertaker that has the just a goatee with the red like Roman Reigns vest when he was in the ministry.
Oh yeah.
That one, that's literally the only figure on the pegs for elites. So it's like, fuck, I want that set. I don't want to have to go nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. You know, let's see what he's talking about here.
Which figure now?
On the finger.
It's the new Chelsea figures.
Really nice. Oh, that means my comics.
Well, these might be early ones.
Soon. Uh-oh. I said soon.
All right, Matt, here's incentive to keep that chase, or to buy multiple, because that chase is the one that the sculpt is based off of. If you look at it, it's got sculpted Swarovski crystals along, I think, like the trim of the top and at the top of the knee pad covers. So the blue gear, she did not have Swarovski crystals, at least on those areas. So,
So this is Photoshop?
I mean, on that, but like there's like certain parts of the blue gear that like those crystals don't line up with.
He's going to be like, Chelsea, go get the gear.
So if you look at her studio shots and compare side to side.
You got him in a frenzy here, D.
So the chase is the one that I have pre-ordered. But once again, not everyone's a psycho. So.
But the I see what you're saying, but like the crystals just aren't painted on the gear.
Right. Yes, but he's sculpted. Yeah. Yeah.
So in a and they don't world correlate where you're trying with to the choose gear. Between the two.
They're not painted, but they're sculpted.
Sculpt is based on.
D, the crystals sculpted will bother you, but not the fact that that's the completely wrong color of the gear?
Once again, that's tie-dye. That's very difficult to execute in terms of deco. So
I'm so confused because, they Photoshop stuff all the time, but like the back has all the crystals on the gear. Is that Photoshop as well?
No, not the back. I'm saying like there's like the knee pad covers. You can't see them because all those are cropped above. But like the knee.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
man,
very interesting. I don't even know what a Swarovski
Swarovski crystal. That's what's on a Swarovski crystal.
Swarovski. I swore off skiing. Long time ago.
They're what they use on the WWE titles. They're Swarovski crystals.
Got it.
What? Why are you laughing?
Chardonnay.
You can't even say it's Swarovski.
I said Chardonnay.
Yeah, the Chardonnay?
No, you know Chardonnay.
I'll shard on you.
But yeah, definitely excited. Of course, if we're fans of the Major Pod, chances are We probably, you know, are a fan of Chelsea and support her and all that. So definitely excited about these figures coming out.
Yeah.
I ordered one of each. And
yeah. Hell yeah.
So
good stuff.
Well, we're not going to do the entire episode. No. We just wanted to check in from time to time. Cool. Husvar, you're saying something?
No, it's fine.
Little figure talk.
I thought about it and then I was wrong. So I was going to say, I could try out those skirts that Matt had for the basics, but they already come with Mattel ones. So
yep.
So I need to add them to my basics.
Cool. Yep. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
So this was fun.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, hey, we'll see.
I like it.
You know,
maybe it'd be something we do again.
Yeah, exactly.
Let us know what you think, you know, like when this episode drops, if you like it, if you like us to do this every time or not.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta be honest real quick. I mean, I loved it. It was refreshing, it was fun. Mm-hmm. You know, and do a little figure talk. I mean, it's been a while since we've done that. So I liked it. It was very, very cool.
Yep. Yeah, that was good time. You know,
Hell, just talk about, you know, and the
thing is like when we're not on here recording, we talk about like, oh yeah, they did this or they talked about this or whatever. Like we actually just got to do it in real time.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. It was awesome.
It's like us being friends talking about the thing that made us friends. Wow.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Can't.
Why is that?
I don't have a pipe.
I know somebody who does.
I don't have a pipe.
I've never hung out with the Godfather like that.
I'm not Gandalf, bro. All right.
I was trying to make a cool joke and you guys ruined it. So.
That's what we do.
Fuckers.
Listen, Gandalf, get out of here.
Gandalf.
No.
Wow.
It's from Deadpool.
You just body shamed me in 2024?
No. Wow. The guy who called Fat Gandalf was jacked.
Whatever, dude.
I love you.
Sorry, I'll take care of you later.
I love you.
Oh my. Yeah. All right, Husvar, go ahead and take us out.
Play my music, please.
I got Galoob, a Hasbro Dusty. I got the merch that drives the marks while the ring-worn gear, they wanna wear it. HARD. Just like Blue Chew, I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
Claim all the figs. Claim all the merch. Like Super Gabby. You already know the Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. With Phil Jackson, always scratching that itch. I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
Hey, all you major marks. Claim all that merchandise.